Have you ever gotten to the point in life where you've had it? You're fed up with the way things are going and you're tired of living life the way you've been living it? That's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to bring you to the place in your life where you say, enough is enough. Things are going to change for the better. Let me take you to some women in the Bible who changed the course of history. You may have never heard of this story, or maybe you've read it several times. It's found in Numbers 27, and it's mentioned, or they're mentioned, five times in the Bible. They are the daughters of Zelophehad. These girls were young when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, and they continually heard about the promised land, what it would be like when they arrived in the land of Canaan. The land flowing with milk and honey, where there's all the cattle, great houses. They've heard it over and over and over again, and yet these sisters couldn't get excited about this promised land. You may wonder why, and this is why. They couldn't dream like others, not because they didn't want to, but because they were bound by a law that wasn't fair. See, the law in Israel stated that only men were allowed to own property, and if a family had no male heir, no son, then there was no inheritance at all. In other words, these daughters of Zelo had no rights to inheritance, and their family line basically ended. In other words, it was saying, daughters, you don't get a thing. I mean, how awful is that? Can you imagine knowing that you were going to be cheated out of your inheritance just because you were daughters? So I love what these women did. In the book of Numbers 27, it says this, they went and stood before Moses and Eleazar, the priest, and before the leaders of the congregation. And they said basically this, in my words, our father died in the wilderness and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be withdrawn from among his family because he had no son? And they said, give us a possession. I love them. I love, first of all, that they went straight to the top people, Moses and Eleazar. They weren't about to sit back and go with the flow. They weren't about to let someone else steal their inheritance. They knew they deserved it. Now, are you getting that? They knew that they were just as important, and they knew that they had to stand up for what was rightfully theirs, even though it was the law. They recognized it was an injustice. And you know, the Bible doesn't say that these girls were angry or ugly in their plea. They weren't screaming obscenities. They weren't carrying signs. Their crusade was a righteous one. And sure, it was delivered with courage, but I think it was also delivered with grace. They were powerful, yet they were humble. They were an unstoppable spirit, yet very respectful and courteous. They had a plan, and they were going for it. The scripture goes on to say that Moses brought the case before the Lord, and then God Almighty spoke to Moses. I mean, you're just not going to believe this. God said this, the daughters of Zelophehad are right in their statements. Oh man, I just love that. And God continued to say, give them a hereditary possession and transfer the inheritance of their father to them. Then he goes on to say, tell the children of Israel, if a man dies and has no son, then pass his inheritance to his daughter or daughters. I want you to see, in one moment, God Almighty eradicated centuries of cultural traditions. And as a result, the laws of Israel were changed to reflect the value of God's kingdom. God loves everyone. These five women persuaded God to contradict the culture of that day. We find even in Joshua 17 that had they not been bold and asked for their rightful inheritance, they wouldn't have received it. Now, do you get that? If they had not asked, they would have not received a thing. The culture would have stayed the same. But instead, because of their boldness, they became one of the largest landowners in Israel. Now, that's good stuff right there. Now, think about this. What made those daughters stand up? What caused them to be brave? What made them come to the point where they said, enough is enough? You know, we don't know the answers to those questions. All we know is this, They dared to ask a question that had never been asked before in Israel. God, why not us? See, they refused to settle and let go of something that was rightfully theirs. Now, let me ask you something today. Is there something that you've let go of because you thought maybe it wasn't meant to be? Something you've stopped fighting for because circumstances seem to be overwhelming and too difficult? Maybe you're at that place that I talked about in the beginning of this video. You're at that place where you're just tired of, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let me ask you, what if you took on the mindset and attitude of those daughters? God, why not me? What if you took on the attitude of, I'm tired of giving in. I'm tired of getting run over by what has always been. I'm tired of being taken advantage of. I'm tired of being a doormat. I'm tired of being invisible, being defeated, being a victim. I'm tired of waiting for things to change. It's time for me to stand up and make things happen. Stand up for what is rightfully yours. That might mean you have to break some patterns, some toxic mindsets, and cycles of just getting by. Now, let me break it down for you. What's happening in your world right now that you're not happy with? What's going on in your world right now that's holding you back from your destiny? What's happening in your world that has locked you up in a prison of misery or maybe defeat or depression or maybe even torment? What's happening in your world right now that has caused you to shrink back and feel worthless? What's happening in your world that's keeping you from taking that leap of faith that you know you should take? Something happens on the inside of you when you decide enough is enough. I'm not going to keep feeling this way. This is not the inheritance my God has promised me. That's what one of my favorite people did on December 1st, 1955. You know the story. Rosa Parks did something that shocked the world. When the bus driver told she and three others to move to the back, Rosa decided not to, even though the three others went back. The passage of the civil rights law swept the nation because of one woman's willingness to sit down and stand up for what was rightfully hers and be all that God created her to be. She said in her memoirs, "People say that I didn't give up my seat because I was tired. I wasn't any more tired than usual. The only tired I was tired of giving in." This story will never cease to inspire me, the courage of one woman. One woman standing up for what she knew wasn't right. One woman making the decision to take a stand despite what it might cost her. One woman standing up for the right thing, the God thing, changed the course of history. Rosa was a modern-day Esther. She blazed a trail for future generations. She paved the way of freedom. Now, hearing that story, it's got to inspire you. It's got to tell you, you know what's on the inside of you. You know what God has created you to be. Now it's time for you to stand up and be all that God has called you to be. Let me bring it home to you again. Don't allow anyone to push you around or push you out of what is rightfully yours. Somebody say an amen right there. Don't allow anyone to steal your destiny or take away your legacy from you. Don't allow your past to dictate your future. Don't allow fear to shut you down. Don't allow man's intimidation or manipulation to stop or hinder you. Don't allow man to hold you to what God has already released you from. Ooh, I like that. Don't get stuck in a moment. Don't define yourself by what you're currently going through. Define yourself by who God says you are. Remember this, y'all. This isn't someone else's life. This is your life. Take charge of it. Don't let life just run you over. Take charge of your life. Now, God's not going to deny you his inheritance, but sometimes you gotta fight for it. The scripture says, come boldly before the throne of grace. See, the difference between try and triumph is a little oomph. You gotta get your oomph back. Get your oomph back and remind God, God, you promised me things would be better. I'm expecting it. God, this is not how my story is gonna end. God, I believe there's better things ahead of me. God, you said all of the promises in your word are for me, and I'm not settling for anything less. I'm fighting for my rightful inheritance. Listen, you never know who you're inspiring. You never know who you're blazing a trail for. You never know what your act of courage will bring about. Stand up for you, your family, and for generations to come. Fight for it. Stand up for it. Take God at His word. If He said it, He will do it. If He spoke it, it will come to pass. Let me encourage you, be strong. Listen, you can be strong and loving at the same time. You can be driven yet compassionate. You can be powerful and still be filled with grace. So keep your chin up. Refuse to quit. Fight for what is rightfully yours. The question isn't who's going to let you. It's who's going to stop you. You got this. Get out there and be all that God has created you to be. Until next time, have an amazing day.